I Got a Girl is doing things here in Australia.
Yeah, that's what I hear.
Yeah. So what else do you think will be coming out? Will you be releasing a second single from the album?
Yeah, right now we've released in the States a song called Piranha.
Yep.
And it's doing rather well here, so I would assume we'd probably go with the same thing in Australia there.
Hmm.
But I don't know, we'll leave it up to the record people that know best.
Yeah. One thing I've noticed with Tripping Daisy, and it can go back onto your choice of producer with Ted Nicely, is it's rhythm orientated, because like Shudder to Think is very bass heavy and drum heavy as well.
Well, Ted is a bass player.
Oh.
And he was very particular with Brian and I in the studio, so at the time I was like, you know, why is he scrutinizing over such small things, you know, on these particular bass tracks and drum tracks? And then, you know, once the whole thing was completed, it really made an overall difference, you know, that I definitely noticed. Release, which is called Bill, and it was originally on an independent called Dragon Street Records, which is based out of Dallas. And then when we got signed to Island Records, it got re-released on Island. And then we released a live record called Get It On.
Mm.
And we have Elastic Firecracker.
Yep.
So basically three releases from the band.
Do you really enjoy the live recording at live? Do you think you're a live band or a studio band?
I think we're both of that. Obviously, we get to do more playing out live than we do recording in the studio. But you know, I don't think you can judge a band until you've like seen or heard both sides of the story. You know, the live side and the studio side.
Mm.
And I think we do rather well in both arenas.
Yeah, right. Now, you yourself, Mark, it's written down here in a short description of you as a bassist punk aficionado. So where does the punk influence come from? Are you just an angry young man, or...?
No, I'm 25 years old now, and
that's young.
I've musically grown a lot since my punk roots. That was back when I was a young teenager, but... that would definitely be where I got my start playing bass.
Right, so were you in some crazy band like Colostomy Rupture or something, or what?
No, you know, just various garage high school band stuff, you know, nothing that ever really did anything, but just maybe opened my eyes to the reality of what playing in a band is all about. And, you know, I'm fortunate enough to be hooked up with, you know, Brian, Wes, and Tim, or all great guys, and you know, we make great music together, so I think I'll be sticking with this for a while.
I got a girl who lives with me. I got a girl, she smells so sweetly. I got a girl, she loves her dog. I got a girl, I love her dog too. I got a girl who stares in the mirror. I got a girl who blames it on her period. I got a girl, she is so right. I got a girl, she's my
The album I'm an Elastic Firecracker does go through a lot of different changes, like a lot of different genres, really. Like I Got a Girl is really a very pop, yeah, almost a throwaway pop tune. It's nowhere near one of my favourite songs on the album. I really play Raindrop a lot, because here in Perth we've got a history of a genre that we call power pop, and Raindrop is almost exactly, falls within that definition that a lot of Perth bands come up with.
Uh-huh.
And so, like Raindrop, how do you sort of balance between like things like Raindrop and Piranha, which is maybe Jane's Addiction-y, and then the throwaway pop song of I Got a Girl?
Yeah, well, that's one thing of the band, that's the strength of the band, is, you know, being diverse like that, but also, you know, it's sometimes a liability when you can only release maybe one or two songs off your record, and that's what most people are going to judge you by, those one or two songs, and it doesn't really give the complete picture of the band. You know, my remedy to that would be, like I said earlier, you have to see a band, you know, live, and also hear the record to kind of get the full picture of what's going on. So, you know, I don't know what to say other than, you know, we're a very diverse band, and, you know, I hope people go further on other than what the singles are, you know, and check out, you know, what else we have to offer.
You're based in Dallas, and you did a lot of well, you're very popular in Dallas before you went out. So how is Dallas a sort of breeding ground for Tripping Daisy? Do you think there's a lot of ideas in Dallas, or do you find all of your ideas from maybe outside outside of Dallas? And
Dallas is definitely
place?
Our home. We played there for almost 2 years before, well, actually a year before we ventured outside of Dallas. That's what makes it such a strong market for us, is that, you know, we built it up over a year's period. But it's a strong music scene right now for a lot of bands. There's a band called the Toadies doing very well. Band called Hagfish, Reverend Horton Heat, Deep Blue Something, a bunch of bands that are just, you know, really exploding right now.
Yeah.
And that's considering, you know, the Dallas didn't have much of a scene about, you know, 6 or 7 years ago. So we're really proud to be a part of that scene. And, you know, I'd like to emphasize that it is a diverse scene. You can't, you know, pinpoint a Dallas sound. You know, Tripping Daisy is a part of it. And, you know, I wouldn't say that there's going to be other bands that sound like us out of there. I think all the bands out of Dallas definitely have something different to offer.
Oh, for sure. Now, I'm an Elastic Firecracker is a pretty strange name. Whereabouts did that come from?
Well, it's supposed to parallel the music on the record. Like you mentioned earlier, it's, you know, very diverse, and it has a lot of different emotions and different, you know, mood changes. And that parallels, quote, an elastic firecracker. If a firecracker explodes, that's it. If it could contract and explode again, you know, it would be elastic.
Yeah, for sure. Did you start off on the college circuit? Like, was there Tripping Daisy start off on the college side of things, or did you find yourself, well, through Ireland, I suppose you would have found yourself straight onto the commercials?
Yeah.
Right, yeah.
Well, the band really got a break through Dallas radio. We did a compilation song. We did a song for a compilation record of one of the radio stations, and they supported it very well. And that's what really got us some major label attention. And, you know, we toured regionally for about a year. And then it wasn't until Bill was, our first record, Bill, was re-released on Ireland that we kind of ventured outside of the Texas border.
Thank you.
when yourself and the rest of the band take the stage, do we wear any strange wigs, or do you just head down straight at it and throw yourselves around?
Tim is definitely the extravagant one of the band as far as that's concerned. Right now he's sporting a wig, goggles, and a red robe.
Ooh.
And the rest of us just kind of go out there as is. You know, I don't put too much thought into what I'm going to wear. If it's clean or not, you know, that's all that really counts.
Oh, when it comes down to cleanliness, how is touring? Like, is it really bumming around and not getting to laundromats, or?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. There's many days where I've worn the same pair of socks. We've been out on the road for, you know, like six months now.
Yeah.
And we're going to be going home here in about another month and take some time off for Christmas. But it's grueling out here, definitely. Mm. You know, you don't get to eat very well. You know, you're always eating fast food.
Yeah.
Your sleeping patterns are way whacked, you know. I usually go to bed around 4 and don't wake up till about 11 or 12. And then you get up and you have promotional stuff to do all day, or, you know, sound check and, you know, whatever it is. And then you play and then you hang out and drink a few beers with some people, and then you start it all over again. You know,
yeah.
It's kind of a tedious lifestyle, you know. The thing is there's no constant out here, you know. Everything's always changing, and you never can get really used to anything.
Mm. And it's living by your wits a lot of the time as well.
Pardon?
You're living by your wits a lot of the time as well.
Yeah, definitely.
Keeps you on your head.
I'm really ready to get home. I've really enjoyed myself out here, and we've had a great last few months. But you can't push a band to its limits like this, you know.
Mm.
We're a really hardworking band and everything, but there comes a time for a break. And when December 22nd rolls around, I'm going to be up in arms with that. So.
You haven't smashed your bass guitar over anyone's head yet, or anything like that?
No, not yet. But we still got a month to go, so we'll see.
All right.
Hey, this is Mark from Tripping Daisy, and you're listening to RTR 92.1 FM.